Submitted by the staff of the Aurelia Museum of Art and History, OMAH. Anyone who has ever worn a hat knows that it can be a task to keep the hat atop one's head. Today most hats have fallen out of fashion, though 100 years ago, no respectable person would dare to leave their front door without a hat. From about 1880 to 1920, fashion trends were changing quickly. Hats were growing more and more elaborate, and since women were aspiring to have long locks, it was the trend to pile one's hair in a loose updo. Due to these fashion trends, hats were becoming more difficult to keep steady. For women, that daily ritual of placing a hat atop their hair would be completed with a hat pin. These pins were long, sharp pieces of metal which could be pierced through the side of a hat and buried through the hair underneath to secure the hat. Hat pins were created out of necessity and served their purpose very well. But with any invention, there are always improvements. In the height of the hat pin, they became a collector's item. Ladies would have a small collection of hat pins which could be matched to their outfit or the season. While they were a relatively innocent accessory, women inadvertently created a secondary use for them. During this time, it was becoming increasingly common that women were in public unaccompanied, or without a man present. Apparently, men saw this cultural change as an opportunity to confront women, often with unrespectable purposes in mind. Women began to use their hat pins to their advantage, pulling them loose from their hats, and stabbing their aggressor. This weapon was so dangerous, lethal even, that legislation popped up around the world, regulating the length of hat pins, and going as far as to require a cap on the end of the pin while riding public transportation. There is even mention of hat pins in Bill 258, passed by the Ontario Legislature in 2021, proclaiming January 7th as Battle of the Hat Pins Day. This commemorates the events of 1916, when Francophone mothers armed with household items, including hat pins, defended French language education at Ottawa's Guiguez School against enforcement officers. Next week, we will feature another object from the OMAH collection that showcases our local history.